Okay, today's daf is Ksubis Daf Tzadi Tess. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Zeicha Nishbas Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda. Louis Lester Levine, whose 23rd yard site was last Shabbos on the 20th of Iyar, and we thank the sponsorship, memory sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. Again, L'Zeicha Nishbas Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda. Okay, we are on Tzadi Ches Amid Beis. And we are up to Tashma, but let's just review exactly what we were talking about. We had asked a question yesterday, Iboiluhu, the Gemara had asked, that what happens if somebody makes a shliach, and the shliach does double of what he was supposed to do? Double. He sells two, right? He's supposed to sell either a half a kor, and he sells a whole kor. He sells double. So do we consider that mosif or ma'avir? Mosif al dvarav, meaning what he did was great, and he just did extra, and there could be a chazara on the extra. Or do we say, no, that he's ma'avir al dvarav, that when he did something wrong, double doesn't mean double. Double means different. And therefore, everything he did is null and void. So that is that was the question of the Gemara. So we first try to bring a raya from the case of Mi'ila, where the Baal HaBayis tells the Shliach, give something to my Orchim, and he says, take two, and they take three. All of the permutations that we had. And ultimately we said that the Baal HaBayis, if he knew about, if he is responsible at all, if it's any way connected to him, so then he violates Me'ila, right? And therefore we said, if it's Ma'avir, but he shouldn't violate because he totally did something different, but Lamaskana, the Gemara said, that the case was where the Baal HaBayis said, you take one, and the Shliach went one over, but he specified, this is from the Baal HaBayis, and this is from me. That's why the Baal HaBayis is still responsible. There is still Me'ila. And then the Orchim took a third, took an extra one. So everybody gets into the act of the Isser of Me'ila. They all have to bring a Karba, Nasha, Me'ilos. And there is specifically no Raya, Bedavka, whether it's Ma'avir or Mosif. That's where the Gemara ended. Just two Ha'aris, and that is, number one, the sugya of yesh shliach and ain shliach l'dvar aveira is a large one, right? We paskin, we know the rule generally is ain shliach l'dvar aveira. If I send somebody to do an aveira, so then the shlichus does not work, meaning he gets the aveira, I don't get the aveira. I am the mishaleach. The question is why? Why not? Shlichus is a chiddush haTorah. It's learned down from a pasuk. It's from a number of psukim. And therefore, the question is, why is it that if I make a shliach to do an aveira, why doesn't that work? So there are three suggestions, three camps of mefarshim in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Three camps. Do you focus on the shliach? Do you focus on the mishaleach? Or do you focus on the shlichus itself? That's basically the three ways to focus on it. One way to focus on it, and this is said by the Tosfos in Bar Mitzia, and the Sma in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Pei Beis, say focus on the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach thinks, you know why he doesn't get the Aveira? Because he says to himself, I didn't think this guy would do it. I'm asking him to do an Aveira, but it's an Aveira. So yeah, I'm trying, but I really didn't think he would do it. He didn't have full Gemira's Das. So the reason that you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira is because the Mishaleach shouldn't be at fault, because he didn't think that it would really be done. That is one svara. But then you have a totally different svara focused on the shliach, that it's the shliach gets the aveira because it's his fault. Hashliach lo yachal lomar she'asa es ha'maisa mikoach hishtabdu sol mishaleach, according to the language of the stipler, that the shliach cannot say that he did it for the mishaleach because it's his fault. Who did the aveira? The shliach did the aveira. So it's his responsibility and he gets the fault. So it's the focus that we can't be mechayev the mishaleach, or we have to be mechayev the shliach. So that is a second, right? The lashon the Gemara sometimes uses in the Gemara is not 100% clear. The Gemara says not every time it comes up, but sometimes divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishomin. Right? If the Rebbe tells you something and the Talmud tells you something, well, who are you going to listen to? Divrei harav, divrei hatalmid. So what is the focus of that? Is the focus, you can read it according to either of the first two approaches. You might say, well, the Meshaleach says, well, I'm only the Talmud, you should have listened to the Rebbe. Right? Or the Shliach says, well, it's the Shliach that didn't listen, and therefore he's the one that is at fault. That's two suggestions. But then you have the third idea, and the roots of this are already in the Rishonim, the Shita Lo No De Lami in Kiddushin, which is an anonymous Rishon that we call Shita Lo No De Lami. He writes at the beginning of the second parak that when you have Shlichus of Dvar Avera, Batla Torah Shlichus, which basically means not everything is transferable through shlichus. We've mentioned the Tosfos Rid writes in one place in Kiddushin, when you have mitzvah shebegufo, tefillin, I'm too tired today, I want to sleep extra, so please go put tefillin on me. Of course, that we know that's crazy. You can't put tefillin on somebody else and get the credit. Why not? There's a concept of shlichus. You can be mafresh truma for me. You can buy something for me. So why can't you put tefillin for me? The answer is some things some mitzvos are not nitan l'shlichus. They're not give overable. They're not transferable. You can't. That's you. The mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo. You might also formulate it as the mitzvah of tefillin is not action oriented but result oriented. It's about having tefillin on you, not doing something. There might be a difference between the two brachas of tefillin, but either way, it's not transferable. So that's a mushel. So maybe averos are not transferable. Hashem says certain actions and even certain mitzvos are transferable, but not everything is transferable. You're not a bialim on averos. Remember we said a couple of weeks ago, Tosfos Ayin Dalet, certain items, certain actions are not transferable like chalitza. You can't do a chalitza with a shliach. That's why you can't make a tenai on it, Tosfos said. So maybe averos, they're not nitan l'shlichus. So that is a third approach in the mafarshim. Also related to this is more in the achronim. Do we say that the whole shlichus is batel, or just that the avera doesn't go to the mishaleach? Right? Do you say the whole thing is batel? That's also something, but not for now. So that's the general rule of ein shlichus l'dvar avera. But relating to our sugya, the Gemara in Kiddushin says there are three exceptions to the rule when we say yesh shlichus l'dvar avera. Number one is right here, me'ila. The balabayas sends the shliach, so it could be the balabayas is going to get the avera. Why? Based on a pasuk. Each of these have a pasuk. So mi'ila is one, shlichus yad is two. If I'm watching something of yours, I'm watching a pikadon, and I use it. I use the pikadon without your permission. I'm supposed to just be watching it. Or I have someone else use the pikadon with a shliach. So there we say, ye shliach l'dvar avera. And the shomer gets the avera. And number two is tficho mechira. That if I have somebody else shecht an animal for me, or sell the animal, tficho mechira, then I'm going to get the avera as well. So the problem is the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, when he quotes our Gemara that we just had, the Rambam says, I'll just read you the last line, u'bechol haTorah kula ein shliach l'dvar avera ela b'me'ila levada. That's it. Me'ila is the only exception to the rule. That's the only place you say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. And asks everybody. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule, not one exception. And the Rambam knows this. So why is the Rambam saying there's only one exception, me'ila? So you read our Gemara, you read the Rambam, no problem. No controversy. But if you know the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the second paragraph, there are three exceptions to the rule. Second, the Rambam say that our Gemara is only one exception. So there are various answers given, just to give one. And this is the one suggested by the Maharit. The Ksos made this Maharit famous. Or maybe the Maharit was famous beforehand, but more people, I think, learn the Ksos than the Maharit. The Maharit in Kiddushin there, is quoted by the Ksos in Siman Reish Tzadi Beis. Says the Maharit that Me'ila is the only true example of Yesh Shlich Hadvar Avera. Why? Because by Shlichus Yad, for example, the Avera, what's Yesh Shlich Hadvar Avera? He did the Avera, and I get the scorecard in Shemayim is on my name. By Shlichus Yad, you know how you define the Avera? The Avera is having this item used. Whether you use it or your Shlich uses it, that's both your Avera. The Avera is letting this item be used when it's not supposed to. It doesn't matter if it's directly used by you or not. It's all your Avera. So it's not really a true case of he's doing the Avera and I'm getting faulted for it. No. It's if I allow anyone to use the item, whether it's me, whether it's another person, so then I get the Avera. So it's a redefinition of the Avera of Shlichus Yad. Yes, the Gemara says there are three exceptions, but really the Rambam's lundus is that only one of them is a true case of Yesh Shlichus Avera. The other two only look like it. And that's why the Gemara says it, but the psukim are megala that really it's not a true case. That's by Shlichus Yad. And the same thing by Tichu Mechira. The root Isser is benefiting after you steal a shor or a seh, an ox or a sheep, the Isra of Toveach u'Mocher is having more benefit from those animals. Whether you do the act that directly benefits, or you have someone else do the act that gives you the benefit. Either way, it's your Aveira. That's the Chiddush of the Maharit. Dehad degoli b'shlichus yad, la midin shlichusu, ela midin posheya, shechayev akasav as a shomer, bein shepasha ayde atzmo, bein shepasha ayde acherim, lefi sheshmirasu olav, v'tficha nami, afilu tofcha ayde katan, the labar shlichusu. What if a katan did it? I'm still going to get the Aveira, even though he's not subject to Shlichus. The Mechayiv Dumya de Mechiru, the Lokapi Kra, Ela Almashe Nehenu Mimenu, Beimen Abasar, Beimen Adamim, etc. So that's the Maharit to answer for the Rambam. Again, there's no Machlokes Lomaisa. The Machlokes is in formulation, whether these are true cases of Shlichus of Dvar Aveira or not. One final point, separate issue, and then we'll get into the new Tashma. We're talking here about giving food to the guests. There is a question in the Achronim about giving food to the guests. Where does it come up? Let's say I give my guest a hamburger, and then he goes over to the other guest across the table, who also happens to be a single girl, and says, "How am I kodesh leave a hamburger zoo because that's Moshe of Yisrael?" Are they married? Meaning, when I give guests food, is that their food now? Or is it my food that I'm letting them eat? And the nafka minin always, in bylaws, is can you get married with it? Right, and that's the question that the Mishnah Melech brings up in Hilchas Chirus. Nistapek, ba'orchim ha-mesubim eitzel ba'alabayis, im zochim b'matanoseyem, misha yagbihem, o ache yitnu l'toch piyem. Again, things might come up. You know, let's say a guest is holding a cup of wine that I gave them, and then he spills it all over somebody, over a fancy dress, over a fancy suit. Who pays? Let's say it was done pshia. So is that mine? Did he use mine? Or you might not make a difference because he did the pshia, but whose wine is it? Does he have to pay me back for the wine? Or I gave it to him already. It's his wine. He can do whatever he wants with it. Again, there are nafka minas. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Where in Shulchan Aruch is it quoted? Hilchas Kiddushin. Eben Ezer Chavches says the Ramah. Oreach she yoshev eitzel balabayis v'notel chelko v'kidesh bo havi mekudeshes. The Rama says the marriage works, meaning it's the oreach's. It belongs to the guest. That is what the Rama says. Says the Chachma Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Kluger right there. Fascinating. The details. Says the Chachma Shlomo. Dehechi de'achal ha'oreach k'deisavo oz ha'moser chozer l'balabayis. If he ate a normal portion, and he took a normal portion on his plate, so that's what the Balabais gives him, a normal portion. Aval im tzimtzem, and anything left besides that normal portion does not belong to him. Let's say the doubles, that the Balabais does not expect anybody to eat this, but he just put it, so you know nobody feels bad about taking the last piece. But I don't really expect anybody to eat all of this, so that comes back to me. But, says the Chachma Shlomo, if the person eats less than a normal person does, dafka to have leftovers to be able to be mekadesh a woman with, so that's what is his in order to give. Avalam tzimtzem v'lo achal k'dei savo, v'yayachol lechol od, v'lo achal, ze avishalo v'yachol litno l'misha yirtze, uke'en dekaimalon ba'almana tzimtzema v'hosira hari ushala, as we'll have. Ze achiluk navin l'fini yizdaiti, be'ezras Hashem yisparach. So that is the Chachma Shlomo right here on Shulchan Aruch. So the next time we have guests over and we give food to them, right, halachically, is it yours? Is it mine? Right, lundus wise, halacha has something to say about everything. Okay, Tashma. Let's continue. We are on Tzadi Ches on Mebeis, about 6 lines up from the bottom. We're still trying to answer the question of Ma'avir or Mosif when you add on to what the Shliach does. Why is this brought here? Obviously, because we're going to get our Mishnah into the act right now. Tashma, Haisa Ksubasa Mana, Umachar Shavim Mana, V'dinar B'mana. The woman's Ksuba, our Mishnah said, is a Mana. And let's say she sold something more than what she was supposed to. Her Ksuba is only 100. She sells something worth 101. And she sells it for 100. So what did the Mishnah say? Mechra Batel. The Mishnah said it's totally Batel because she didn't have any rights to sell more than 100. So, my love, shouldn't we say the following? What's the case of the Mishnah? The Zavin Shama Mana V'dinar B'mana V'dinar. It's not that she had made a bad deal in the Mishnah. She just sold more than she was supposed to. She sold 101 for 101. Isn't that the case? Umai bimana, and what does it mean sold for a mana? It doesn't really, doesn't mean she got a mana, but it means mana shela. She sold the 101 for the mana that she's supposed to get, but she got 101, and she's gonna wanna just return the one. Umai afilu, and what does it mean even if she returns? Afilu hi omeres achzir et hadinar la yarshim, bedinar mikarkoi. Even if she's gonna return it. V'ktani mechra batel. And it says the mechra is batel. So isn't this a case of doing more? Meaning, the Rishonim say here, Rashi and the Shin Mekubetza say here, says Beferish, you don't need Rashi to say it, but it's Beferish, that she is basically acting on behalf of the Yarshim. The Yarshim owe her the Ksuba. She is the Shliach of the Yarshim. So she should have sold, it's as if the Yarshim told her, sell 100. But she sold 101. And what does the Mishnah say? The whole thing is batel. So doesn't our Mishnah prove Ma'avir and not Mosif? Right? Ma'avir, he is violating, when a shliach does more, violating ma'avir al dvarav, and therefore, the whole thing is batel. Doesn't this prove that case? Answers the Gemara, no. How did we explain the Mishnah? Amar Rav Huna, bereder Rav Nasan lo, bida ozil. No, the case is where she got a bad deal. She sold it 101 for 100. And that's why you might say it's batel. In a chinami, maybe if she sold it for a fair price, 101 for 101, maybe that would be good. The issue here is that she got ripped off and she didn't act properly. So the Gemara says, but 1 minute. Ha mi de seifa bida ozil, havi resha bida lo ozil. But 1 minute. The next lines of the Mishnah mean that she made a bad deal. So what? The Mishnah will be telling us two of the same case? Tiktani seifa, because after all, look in the seifa. Haisa ksubasa arba meo zuz. If the ksub is 400 zuz, machra lazebamana. Lazebamana. And we said, add another one. Lazebamana means she made four deals. Ula achron yafe mana vidinar bimana. Shel achron mechra batel vishel kulan mechron kayam. So that's a case that's clearly she made a bad deal. So if that case is bid to ozil, where she got ripped off, so too, is that going to be the same case as the ratio? We'd rather not say that. So back to the question. The ratio must mean where she didn't make a bad deal. Where it's 101 for 101. And the issue is just she did more than she was supposed to. So we're back to the raya, ma'vir al dvarav. So where says lo, maybe not. Reisha v'seifa b'de ozil. Both cases in the Mishnah might be a case where she sold 101 for 100. Or, right, in the last of the four transactions in the last case as well. Aye, so what do you need two cases for? V'seifa ha'kamashvalan. What's the chiddush of the seifa as compared to the ratio? We already know that din. Taima de'ozel b'diyasmi. The reason that she... the whole thing has to be retracted, and it's no good, is because she lost money on account of the assomim, meaning the last case, she's only up to, entitled to 100. So that's why she did 101 for 100, that's why the deal is lost. Ava bidida mechrakayim. But let's say one of the earlier, remember she sold four pieces of land in the last case. What if the first piece of land she sold 101 for 100? That's the chiddush, that would be okay. And she loses, right? She loses. It would be as if she got 101 of the ksuba, even though she only sold a piece she only got 100, but she sold something that was worth 101. So that's the chiddush of the last case, that the Mishnah is emphasizing that only because it's a loss to the detriment of the Yesomim is the case Mechra Batel, but if it would be to her detriment within the amount of money that she's supposed to get for the Ksuba, so then Mechra Kayam. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, but again, no Raya to our issue of Ma'avir or Mosif. Says the Gemara, wait, still we know that from the earlier case, Hamidereisha Shamas Mina. We also know that chiddush, that if it's on the Yesomim's account, it's batel from the earlier case. Haisak Subasa Masayim. The first case of the Mishnah. Remember, there are three cases in the Mishnah. We're talking about the Reisha and the Seifa, meaning case two and case three. But now we're saying, wait a minute, what about the first case? Before what we call the Reisha. The case of the 200. Haisak Subasa Masayim. Umach Reshavim Mana Bimasayim. She has a Ksuba of 200. She sells something worth 100 for 200. Oh, Shavim Masayim Bimana. Or something worth 200. She sells for 100. Niskabla Ksubasa. So you see there already. If she messed up and it's on her toes, she sells something worth 200 for only 100. She's finished. So you already know that from that case. So we're back to the question of why do you need two cases, case two and three, to teach me the same thing of Bida Ozil. What's the chiddush of the last case? So the Gemara answers, Mahu de Tema, Hasam hu de Istalka lo mehai beis lagamri. why do you say that in the last case, the case number four of the last case, you say that is totally batel, and there's no reason to make a gzeira there because the case is finished. There's no more ksuba to collect. So there's no worry. We'll say, okay, mechra batel. Aval hacha nigzar mana rishon ata mana achron. But you might say that in the earlier cases, if you say, let's say in the second field that she sold, if she sold 101 for 100, maybe we should say that the mechra is batel atu mana achron, right? You might be gozer, that case atu the last case. And therefore, right, Rashi says, atu mana achron, delo lesi lemeimar mechra kayim. So you don't come to say the mechra is kayim in the last case. So you should say, right, the earlier cases are not kayim. Kamash Malan, we're not worried about that. Kamash Malan is a case where she loses, so it stays. And we're not worried that the last case you're also going to say, Mechra Kayim, that is not our issue. Okay. We mentioned quickly yesterday, I just wanted to read one or two of the sources inside, because it comes up right here, the comment of the Ritva on this line of the Gemara. And that is, so if she sells something 200, 100, 100, 200, the deal stands. So what about the issue of Ona'ah? We know usually Ona'ah, Parshas Bahar, if I sell something, either I get ripped off or rip somebody else off, I overcharge or undercharge more than a sixth, then the whole thing is batel. So we mentioned, ein ona ala karkos. That's what the Reish Lakish says in the Yerushalmi to explain our Mishnah. But just to mention, I mentioned one yesterday, but mentioned all three today. There are three shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly does that mean? Ein ona ala karkos. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi has the most minimal shita of Ein Ona Ala Karkos. Usually, what are the rules of Ona? If it's less than a sixth, so then nothing. Nothing. You know, you didn't have air, but nothing happens. If it's exactly a sixth, then the deal stands, but you return the money that's a sixth more. And if it's more than a sixth, the whole mekach is batel. Those are the rules, the framework of general rules of Ona. So, then we have this rule, Ein Ona Ala Karkos. The rules of Ona don't apply to Karka. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi in Kiddushin, in the second parak, where it comes up there also, Rashi has the most minimal shita. You know what Ein Ona Ala Karkos means? If it's exactly a sixth, you don't have to return the sixth. That's it. That's what Ein Ona Ala Karkos means. If it's more than a sixth, it's Choserbo, Mekach Batel. That's Rashi has the most minimal sheet of Ein Ona Ala Karkos. It just means when it's exactly a sixth, so then you don't have to return the sixth, which you normally have to by Metatzlin. So Lundus-wise, Rashi is very uncomfortable saying that Ona shouldn't apply to Karka. Why not? After all, let's say the Ramban signed it from yesterday. The source of Ona is by Karka. The source of Ona is by Yovel, and I have to calculate how much time left is to Yovel, where I'm going to lose the field anyway. So Rashi maybe implicitly is bothered by that. So that's why Rashi limits that principle as much as possible. If you look in Tosfos there jumps on Rashi, doesn't like Rashi. So Tosfos says that Ein Ona Ala Karkos means that even if it's more than a sixth, it does not go back up until 100%. If it's 100% overcharge, then it goes back. Even by Karka, there are some limits. Even by Karka. That's the Svara of Tosfos. The question is, what's that Svara? Why would you say that? I'll give you a lot, but, you know, up until a point. Right? Let's just mention the third shita for a minute. The third shita seems to be easier to understand than the middle shita. Third shita is the Rambam. The Rambam says, ain't no like a ghost, period. Doesn't say, you know, only a say, more than a say. It sounds like no matter, even if it's rips 500%, ain't no like a ghost, period. So what's the svar for the Rambam? The Nemuka Yosef says in Baba Kama. The svar for the Rambam is, because when it comes to land, the price is whatever you pay for it. There's no going rate. If somebody really wants to buy a piece of land, really wants to buy a house, by karka, how can you say there's ona'a there? It's whatever, it's what the language of the Gemara is, davar hashavek kol kesef, whatever's paid for it. So that's the Rambam. Rashi is on the other extreme. Minimize it as much, but what's the middle shita? Bali atosva, say, up until a point. So mistama, the way that is understood is that, in and out like it goes, usually means, well, people are more willing to be mochel if it's karka. A little bit like the Rambam, that it's real estate. I'll be a little flexible, I'll pay a little more. But 100% more, I'm not going to be mochel that much. Right? A person's not going to, there's no implicit mechila there, and therefore, there is a limit in that case. But those are the three ideas In the Rishonim, how do you understand the principle of Ein Ona'a Likarkos? How wide-ranging is it? Okay, back to the Gemara. And now we have another Ibaya. So we did not answer the first question. If the Shliach does double of what he's supposed to do, is it adding or is it different? Mavir or Mosif? No answer. So the Gemara now has another version, the opposite type of question. What if a Shliach did half of what he was supposed to do, not double? Ika da Amrei, different version of the whole Shaila. Holo tibay lacha. That is not a question. Hecha da Amrei lezol zavin leliska v'zavin lekura. In a case where he did double, divide Mosif al dvarav havi. For sure, we're allowed to say he did what he was supposed to do, but he just did extra. So that's not the question we're going to ask. Kitibay lacha, our question is, da Amrei zil zavin lekura. If somebody says, be the opposite, somebody says, go sell for me a kur of land, and he only sells him half of the amount that he was supposed to sell. So Mai, what do you say in that case? Mi amrinan, do we say, amarle, that the shliach could say back to him, the tavalacha avdalacha, I did something good for you. Meaning, I know you want me to sell the land because you need some money, but you know what? Maybe you don't need so much money. So I only say, nobody wants to sell their property. Nobody wants to. So I only did half. So you know what? Maybe tomorrow you'll realize you had enough. And therefore, Baruch Hashem, I didn't sell your land for you. So I did something good for you. If you didn't need, you don't need the extra money, lo matzis hadarpe. Because if I would have sold it and you didn't need the money, you wouldn't be able to get it back. So I did something good for you. You want to sell the other half today? Okay, we'll sell the other half today. So do you say that his selling of half is okay? Odilma, or do we say no? Amarle, the Mishaleach could say, Lo nichali to lifshu shtari ilavai. I don't want so many shtaris in my name. You know, if there are two shtaris, people will say, oh, this guy's busy selling his land. He must not be financially stable. Even if it's the same amount, if there's one shtar for 200, it's not the same as two shtaris for 100 each. People see two shtaris that I had to sell my land, that puts me in a worse light. So the Mishaleach could say, I'm not interested in having all these shtaris in my name. So, therefore, the whole thing is off. The whole thing is off because you didn't listen exactly to what I wanted you to do. The Shid Mekubetzes, his Lashon here, is just Bedera Klal. People don't like to have their names on the Shtaros. I'll read you his Lashon here. Says the Shita. If I can find it, 1 second. Says the Shita. Where's this Lashon?
He says
there's really 2 points. Number one, I don't like my name on shtaros. And number two, I don't like not to be listened to. I asked you to do something for me, and you didn't do it for me. You didn't have what I was going to do. So I'm upset about that. Besides the fact that I have extra shtaros. So the Shita adds that in. V'nakad chadiminahu. So he quotes the Talmud HaRashba that it's not just that it's more shtaros. It's like he's upset that the guy didn't listen to what he did. And the other language is genai hadavar. It's a genai. So the question is, who wins in this case? Also, what's the first side of the suffix? He turns back to him and says, hey, it's good for you. Does it have to be something good for him? What if it's not good for him, but it's not worse for him? Does a dafka have to be something good for him? So if you look in the Rush says it's lav dafka. The Rush says it doesn't have to dafka be good for him. It just can't be bad. What if he sold
both?
But he sold it to two different people. He didn't sell it as one chunk. So do you also have the suffix? So the Rush says, yeah, the same suffix would apply. If you did it in two halves instead of one big. Even though you don't have that svara, that's the ikar. Doesn't have to be a good, it just can't be a bad. That is the Rush's comment. Okay, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Bichanina Misura Tashma. So let's see. Nasan lo diner shel zahav. So first again, just like last time, we quote a different context and then we'll relate it to our Mishnah. Nasan lo diner shel zahav. Vi amar le haveli chaluk. He gave him a dinar of zahav, which is 6 sla'im. Right? 6 sela. He says, go buy me a shirt with 6 sela. And what happens? Remember, this is Me'ilah again. We're asking another context of Me'ilah. He gives him, he doesn't realize it's hektish money. So, go get me a shirt. V'halach v'hevi lo b'shalosh chalak b'shalosh talus. And instead of buying a shirt for six, he buys a shirt for three, and he buys a talus for three. He uses all six, but he only uses three of them for the shirt that he wanted. Shnei amalu. So again, it says there that they both violate Me'ilah. Why? Because the shliach did something, and the mishaleach did something, and there's yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So I amrit vishlama shliach yagavna osa shlichuso. Umosif al dvar avhavei mishamachi balabayis mo'al. Same type of raya. Why does the balabayis get faulted here? It must be that he had done what he wanted to do, meaning the shirt was bought, he only did half, but he didn't do everything that he was supposed to do. That's why if you say that the shliach, by doing half, did what he was supposed to do, but just not all that he was supposed to do, then you understand. Ela'i amit ma'avir al dvarav have, but if you say it's ma'avir al dvarav that he totally didn't do what he was supposed to do and the whole thing is batel, amai ma'al, right? So then why is there me'ilah? The Baal HaBayis should be off the hook totally, because nothing that he said to be done was done. So, Hachamai Eskina, no, this is the case. The Aisi Le Shavashesh B'Shalosh. He got a shirt worth six for three. It wasn't that he bought a cheaper shirt. The guy said, go buy me a shirt for six. So he got him a shirt worth six for three. He just made a good deal. And then with the extra three, he bought him something extra. So there we say he did exactly what he was supposed to do. And then the other half he used just as an extra. Only there. That's why the shliach, the mishaleach, is also ma'al. But either way, right, Rashi's lashon here is tahavile asa shlichuso. He did a shlichus. Exactly. He just used the other three that was left over for something else. So Gemara says, ihachi shliach amai ma'al. But one second, then why is the shliach ma'al? Right? Ye shliach v'aveira. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Atalis. You're right, he's not ma'al on the shirt. Regarding the shirt, is all the Baal HaBayis, exactly what he was supposed to do. And if he would have only spent three on the shirt, and then given the other three back to the Baal HaBayis, the shliach wouldn't be ma'al. Right, the shaila is, because he spent the other three on the talus. Ihachi, but one second, Ema Sefer, what about the Sefer then, of that Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Bazeh Baal HaBayis lo ma'al. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the case where, in the shirt case, he says, no, the Baal HaBayis is not ma'al. In the case of the buying the shirt. Why? Because the Baal HaBayis could say, oh wow, you did such a great deal. But, chaluk gadol hayiti mevakesh. V'yata heveta li chaluk katan vara. Right? So the Sefer says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you brought me a worse shirt. So how could you say that the Ukipta of the Mishnah, that he bought him exactly what he wanted, but just he got it for cheaper? Doesn't sound that way from Rabbi Yehuda's argument against the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, you got me worse than what I wanted. Sounds like he bought him a cheaper shirt, not the same type of shirt for less money. So the Gemara says, no, my ra rabidamim. No, what Rabbi Yehuda means is not that the shirt is worse. It just means that you made a bad deal for me. What do you mean? The Amarle, he says to him, you got the guy to sell a shirt for six, for three. But I gave you six. You know what? If you would have spent six, you could have gotten a shirt worth 12. Right, you could have gotten an even better shirt. Rabbi Yehuda's tight is, I wanted you to spend all the money that I gave you. So you made a great deal, but now that shows me that you could have made an even better deal. Right, so that's why, that's Rabbi Yehuda's claim. But in Achinami, the case could be talking about where he bought exactly what he wanted to, and therefore again, it's not subject to being a raya for us. Dekanami. And also, the Tosefta in Me'ilah adds a line about Rabbi Yehuda. I'll prove to you that this is the case. The case is where he bought the shirt that he was supposed to, but he just could have made a better deal. Because of the following addition. Tiktani, Moder Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda admits, Bekitnis, Sheshnei Amalu. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says that it's only the Shliach that violates, but not the Mishaleach. In the case of beans, so that even he would agree that they both are Moel. They both are Moel. Why? Shahakitnis Besela, Vakitnis Bepruta, Shmamina. Because he can't claim by beans, oh, if you would have bought more beans, you could have gotten an even better deal. No, the price of beans is fixed. You know, you buy more, you pay more. You buy less, you pay less. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have his claim there, and that's why he's moda in that case that both of them would violate. Because there the Mishaleach cannot claim, oh, I wish you would have made a better deal. Shmamina. So that proves that that's the case that we're talking about. Weiter. Hey, Chidami, what's our case here that we are talking about? Ilema ba'asra de mizavni b'shuma. Is it a case where things are sold by estimation? So Echad Yavli Sela Moslegabe Tvei. So if he gives him more money, it's cheaper. So sorry, I should have explained it after we read this line. So Amar Papa, no, Papa says Baasra de Kaili Bakane. It's a place where they measure out exactly in the measurement. Darmalay Kana Kana Bruta. And if it's measured out exactly, so that's why it doesn't matter. If you buy five, so then you'll have to pay for five. Right, it's not like an estimation that if you give more, then I'm going to give you a better price. So therefore, the case over there of Me'ila is where he bought exactly what he was supposed to do, but he just made a good deal on it, and therefore it's not a raya to our question of if you only did half of what the Balabayas, the Mishalech, asked you to do, what is the halacha? So we therefore go back to our Mishnah. Interesting, in both of these cases, you would have thought that our question is related to our Mishnah. So first deal with the Mishnah here, and then bring in from Me'ila. The Gemara doesn't do that. Gemara does that a lot. It brings in from other cases, and I'm like, okay, fine, let's talk about our Mishnah. So here we go. Tashma. Haysak subasa arba me'uzuz. Machra lezeh b'mana v'lezeh b'mana v'lachran yav b'mana v'dinar b'mana. Shalachran batav shakulan mechran kayam. So again, what happened here? So let's say the woman had a piece of karka, 400. And it's as if the Yarshim told her, sell this for 400. What does she do? She sells it for 100, she sells it for 100, she sells it for, right, each different, each separately. And what do you see? Only the last one is Batel, but all the earlier ones are Kayam. So doesn't that show that if a Shliach does half of what they're supposed to do, it's okay? It's okay, and then just the other part is going to be batel, right? The Havamina, as we said here, is that we're talking about one big piece of karka, and the woman is a shliach for the yarshim. So the Gemara says, no, kidrav shishe bredrav idi bikatini hachanai bikatini. No, the case is talking about where we have separate parcels of land. Right, it's not one big piece where we could say, oh, it's as if the Yarshim said, sell it at once. No, maybe the Mishnah is about separate pieces of land, so she's four separate shlichios she's doing, right? Not expected to sell it to all the same. And again, therefore, it's no raya to our case. Pshita, Amar le'echad. So now, general case of this shliach. I asked you to do something. Amar le'echad v'lo l'shnayim. If the Mishaleach says, sell it to one person and not to two people, if he makes all of that explicit, ha'amar le le'echa v'lo l'shnayim. So he said that. So obviously, if he sell it to two, it's no good. Amar le le'echa stama mai. What if you just say sell it to one, but you don't specify v'lo l'shnayim? So should we be medayek? So Rav Huna amar le'echa v'lo l'shnayim. Rav Chizkiya Rabba Rav Huna damri travayu le'echa rafil l'shnayim le'echa rafil l'meya. Right? No. If somebody says sell it to one, he's just basically what we would call mare makomulo. Please sell it to someone, to somebody. But it doesn't mean only to somebody. Right? Maybe he means it to two. The Chashuk Yecheven, as you would have guessed here, talks about a case. What if somebody gives a broker a property to sell? Please sell it. And he sells it to two people instead of to one person. Right? Related to Argamar. Ikler Rav Nachman Lesura. Rav Nachman visited Sura. Ola Gabe Rav Chizda. Rabba Barav Huna. They came to visit. Amrule Ki Agav Nemai. They asked him this question. So what do you think? Amar lehu le'echad v'afilu l'shnayim le'echad v'afilu l'meya. Right, he paskin that it's not miduyak. If he says to one, it's lav dafka. Amru le afal gav detar shliach. Is this even if the shliach makes a mistake? Right, then he sells it for a lower price than he should. You're still going to say mekhal chayim? Amar lehu detar shliach lo kamina. I'm not talking about that. No, I never said that. I mean, if he just said le'echad and the mistake was selling it to two. But if he makes a mistake in selling it, no. Amrule, v'hamar mar ein onah l'karkos, but don't we know, there's no onah by karkos, what do you mean? If he's toshliach, should it make a difference? Ein onah. Answer, hani mili hecha deta balabayas. Ein onah means if I sell a piece of land, so then ein onah l'karkos. Avol toshliach, amar le litkunei shadartich v'lo lavisi. But if the shliach is doing it on behalf of somebody else, then we have a higher standard. We have a higher standard, because there, I'm not acting for me. Acting for me, okay, ain't no lakarkos. But if they're acting for somebody else, then we don't say it. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Pei Beis. Shulchan Aruch Kuf Pei Beis in Choshen Mishpat talks about this. And the Rambam talks about this as well. I'll read you the Shulchan Aruch first, because the Shulchan Aruch leaves out something that the Rambam mentions. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Beis Sif Gimel quotes this halacha as follows. Ta'a v'kana b'yoker afilu b'kolshu amekach batel. If he bought something more than he should have, and he spent more money, it's batel. Bein b'karka bein b'metaltalin. She yomer lo litzkune shadartich v'lo lavisi. Meaning even a tiny amount. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. I sent you to do something good for me v'lo lavisi. Lefichach im hisna imo. She'aso shliach bein latikun bein la'aves. If he gives the shliach authority, even if you mess up a little bit, it's okay. So then it works. Then it works if you make that specific deal. That's the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Shluchim Beis Dalid, the Rambam adds on a detail which the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam must understand it this way, but he doesn't get it from the Gemara. The Rambam says Hashliach Shakana Oshamachar Vahodia Shehu Shliach B'Davar Zeh Leploni. I sell and buy something, and I let the buyer know, I am a shliach, this isn't mine. I'm doing it on behalf of so-and-so. Avo bisha mashach o himshich, v'nimsa sha'avar al das mishalcho, batel ha-mekach u-machzir. So then the whole deal is off. If the shliach makes a mistake, then it's off. V'im lo hodia shohu shliach, whoa. If he made a mistake, but he had not told the person that he was a shliach, nikne ha-mekach. The deal still stands. V'yadin beino uvein zesha shalcho. And then the mishaleach could go be upset at the shliach and get his money back from the shliach. So that's the Rambam's big limit on all these cases. That basically it's probably for a societal good. Right? The Rambam doesn't want everything to be messed up. So if I sell you something and I don't say that I'm a shliach, then what? If you're a shliach, it's all going to be null and void. Maybe I'm always going to be nervous then. Be nervous. Maybe it's not yours. Maybe it's somebody else's. So the Rambam says, if you say you're a shliach, fine. That's where all these cases are talking about. But if you don't say you're a shliach, so then the deal always stands. And if you made a mistake, the mishaleach just has to bring you to a din Torah. Says the Kesef Mishnah of Asover Abenu, Tchi Amrinan is batal amekach chaynu kishahodio shu shliach. Tchi Amrinan shamekach kayam lagabi shliach chaynu kishahodio shu shliach. That is the Rambam. Related to this is an interesting Rambam and Radvaz. About Litkuni Shadich Lo Lavisi. This is a Rambam, an unknown Rambam. I don't think this is such a famous Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rambam, but the Mishnah Berurah says that Poskim don't agree with this Rambam. Let's say I'm about to make a bracha. Totally different context. Laga Koshal Shecher Biyado. The Rambam says, I have a cup of beer in my hand, and as I'm making the bracha, I have kavanah to say a shahakol, because that's the bracha on beer. When I say Hashem's name, I think Shahakol. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I'm thinking Shahakol. Guess what? As I got to the last words of the bracha, I messed up and I said Borei Pri Hagafen by mistake. Or this case, V'chein Im Hayu Lefanav Peiros Haaretz. I have in front of me vegetables and I have in mind to say Borei Pri Hadama. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I'm thinking Hadama, and by mistake I said Borei Pri Ha'etz. All these cases Ein Machzirin Oso. The Rambam says, you said the wrong bracha. You said a ha'etz on a vegetable. You said a ha'gafen on beer. Says the Rambam, yatza, mipnei she'bisha she'hiskir ha'shem v'ha'malchus, she'hein ikir ha'bracha, lo niskaven el l'bracha ha'ru'uya lo'oso amin. When you said Shem Hashem, you had good kavana. V'ho v'lo haya b'ikir ha'bracha to'us, because when you said Shem Hashem, there was no mistake. Af ha'bisha ta' b'sofa, yatza, v'ein machzir enoso. That's an unbelievable chiddush of the Rambam. Says the Ravid, Koze shakasa be'ilu ha'inyonim hakol hevel. This is all nonsense. What's the Rambam talking about? Shein holchin ela achar ha'pirush shehotzi mipiv. You go by what he said. I don't care that he was thinking the right thoughts when he said Shem Hashem. You don't think that. The Rabbeinu Manoach asks on it, and but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that all the poskim argue on this. We don't pass him like this Rambam. But this is the... This is the Rambam. If you look in the Radvaz, so the Radvaz has a tshuva related to this, in Elef Tav Tzadi Vav, he quotes this Rambam in Hilchas Brachos, and then he says, but there's a problem, because in Hilchas Kriyashma, the Rambam says that if you start with Yotzer Arp, in the Gemara and Brachos, and you end up with the incorrectly, so you go after the Chasima, you go up to the end of the Bracha. So why by Hilchos Kriyashma the Rambam says you go by the Chasima, and in Hilchos Brachos you go by what you were thinking when you said Shem Hashem? That's the stira in the Rambam. Says the Radvaz,
V'yesh lomar. Says, we're not going to fully into the stira, but he's going into the language of the Rambam when he says v'yilchas brachas, yotza v'ein machzira noso. Says the Radvaz, v'yesh lomar, di'i lo amar, ela yotza, if he only said he was yotze, hava mashma yotzi dechovaso, avalim ratza lachzo, levorach kimat be'a shetavu, chachamam rishas biyado, you're yotze, but if you want to say the right bracha, you can say it. Kamash malan, de'eno chozer, mavarach navi bracha levatala. Kamash malan, you can't say it again, because it's a bracha levatala. We're almost up to what it has to do with us. V'hadalo ka'amar eino chozer, v'ka'amar ein machzir, and also, why doesn't he not say eino chozer? It says, we're not machzir him. La'ashme'inan, shim hayu achirim imo, mechavnim latzeis bebirchaso. What if there are other people that are relying on his bracha? They're listening to say amen. Avopi shehem lo otzi'u, bracha mipihem, they didn't say a word. Ein machzir enoso, they still are not machzir him. Shekvar niftu bebirchaso shel zeh. Afopi shaisa betawus. Vazelo nikra mishanim yabeya shetavachachamim. Kivan shebishas ikra bracha shehu Hashem amalchus. Niskamin lebracha sheoso hamin. Says the Radvaz, even if people are being yotzi with your bracha, and you said the wrong bracha, still it would be okay, and we wouldn't make you go back. And says, relying on this, this is what the Sharma Sinai Balacha here quotes as Rambam in the Radvaz, relating to this line of the Gemara of Litkuni Shadarti Falo La Visi. I sent you to do something good for me, but what about this type of case? In the Rambam, so you might say, Vahashta, Lamalo Nomar Litkuni Shadarti Falo La Visi, Dari Bishliach Kaimalon. What does our Gemara say? By a Shliach, even if you make a tiny little mistake, that wouldn't be considered a mistake for you, like Ona'a, but for me it would be. So ask the Sharma Sinai Balacha on this Rambam, on this Radvaz. But 1 minute, if you're a shliach and you messed up a little bit, so it should be totally off. I should have to make my own bracha. So says the Sharma Sinai Balacha, no. Efsha de bracha shish b'shem malchus shayni k'dol lehebra levatala. When you're playing around with Shem Hashem, and the issue is to say Shem Hashem again, maybe that's why it is good enough here, and we're not going to have to retract. Lamaisa, we don't pass like this Rambam anyway. Right, even the person himself, if he says the wrong bracha, he's got to say a new bracha. But the Rambam, who says it's okay, and the Radvaz says it's okay even for the people who heard it, and they weren't even thinking to say anything, still, it's good enough. You don't say Litzkuni Shadak Vol Lavisi because of Hilchas Brachas. Okay, fascinating. Let's continue now to the last section. When we know Timra, the Shani being Shliach LeBalabayis, where do we know that there's a difference between the Shliach and the Balabayis? And the Balabayis that does something, there's more flexibility. That's not, because the Mishnah in Trumos says, if somebody tells a Shliach, go and take Truma off for me. So we know that there's no shear in the Torah given for our freshest Truma. The Rabbanan estimated 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So what if the person told you to take off Truma? They didn't tell you how much to take off. So Torah, Kadas Balabayis, try to figure out whether this person is a miserly person, whether he's a benevolent person, how much would he have wanted to give to the Kohen? V'im eina yodeya, daito shabala bayis, what if you don't know? Torim bebeinon is echad mechamishim, give 1/50th. That's the middle approach. Piches asara ohosef asara, what if you did more or less by 10, by 1/10th? What if you did more or less? Which is more, which is less? Machlokas Rashi Tosis, but it kind of means the same thing. Which direction? What's piches? What's hosif? One, is it the denominator is a less or the numerator? You give, so either way, you were off by a tenth. Truma so truma, it still works. Ve'ilu gabi balabayis tanya tarem ba'ala biyado afilu echan me'asrim truma so truma. The balabayis have even more flexibility, right? If he gives 1/20th, if the shliach did that would be no good. But the balabayis does it, so it is okay. So you see, the balabayis has more flexibility than the shliach. Tashma. So now, maybe we'll talk more about Afrash's truma at the beginning of tomorrow's shir. But first, let's finish the gemara. Tashma. So let's again try again. Isaac Subasa Abraham Eozus. If the two is 400, our Mishnah. Machbala Zemana, Blazemana, Lachron Shavemana Vedina, Bemana, Shalachron Bato, Vashalkulan, Mechron Kayam. So, what do you see from there? It means, why don't we say, our issue is, Rashi says, we should be Ta'aninon for the Yisomim, Le'echad Velo Lishnayim, or Afilo Lishnayim. Here he sold it to different people. Right? So here, maybe Mistama, the Yisomim, wanted him to sell it to one, and she sold it to four. So doesn't this prove, and the first three cases are Mechron Kayim. So doesn't this prove, Le'echad ve'afilu Lishnayim, Answer, Rav Shisha, Rav Ravida Bikatini. This is where Rav Shisha said his din. No, we're talking about four different fields. So they never said le'echad, right? It's four different fields, so we can assume that maybe they even wouldn't have minded if it was sold to four different people. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start B'Hashem tomorrow with discussions of Hafrashas Truma, Mitzvah, Matir, and then we will continue as we keep our march here in the 11th parak of Maseches Ksubis, and we continue towards the end a couple of weeks. Again, today's shiur was sponsored L'Zeicha Nishmas Eliezer Leib Ben Yehuda Louis Lester Levine, whose 23rd yard site was last Shabbos, the 20th of Iyar, sponsored by his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren. The Neshama Shav and Aliyah.